All right, special bonus episode of the SI Boxing Podcast. We've got Todd Grisham, the blow-by-blow man for DAZN. He is also the vice president of business acquisitions for the new eSports Boxing Club video game. It is the first boxing video game set to debut in about a decade. It's probably been about 10 years since the EA Sports video games were a staple among gamers. Todd talks about the creation of this game, who's going to be in it, what kind of gameplay there's going to be, all that more with Todd Grisham. A little bit later on, Carl Frampton, the 130-pound title challenger. He's got a big fight this weekend against Jamel Herring. I talked to Frampton about that. Also, get his advice on what he would say to younger fighters about how to conduct the business of your career. Carl's been through some ups and downs in his career business-wise. I get his take on all that. Quick housekeeping note, if you like this podcast, easy way to support it, get over to Apple Podcasts, post a comment, leave a rating. It's simple, it's easy, it's free. It is the best way to make sure we keep doing this podcast week after week. That's it. All right, on to the show.
Ever been ringside and got blood on you?
All the time.
This is the Sports Illustrated Boxing Podcast.
Anthony Joshua is a composed and ferocious finisher. Watch this.
Andy Ruiz is the heavyweight champion.
Hosted by SI's Chris Mannix.
That was really embarrassing.
That was my moment.
Now with interviews, analysis, and everything going on in the world of boxing.
When you have talent, you are given another chance.
Here's Chris Mannix.
All right, so by night, Todd Grisham is the blow-by-blow man for DAZN Boxing. By day, he has another job. He is the VP of Global Acquisitions of the eSports Boxing Club, which is the brand-new boxing video game that will be released later this year. It's created some buzz on the internet already. And to explain exactly what it is and how it works, bring in Todd Grisham. We are here in Texas this week, preparing for a fight, but he is going to
First of all, don't ask me how it works. I'm not going to explain to you how it works. I have no idea how
let's just start here. How many years has it been since there has been a boxing video game?
It's been over a decade.
Okay, so I guess my first question is, why did boxing video games fizzle out back then?
You probably know the reason, but it's having to deal with these boxing managers and promoters and publicists and the fighters themselves. Because if you sign, like the UFC video game for eSports, they walk up to Dana White, they say, we want to get a video game for UFC. He goes, okay, I need $30 million. They write the check, boom. They own all the fighters' likenesses. They can do whatever they want. For boxing, you got to go find Chico Gonzalez, dig him out of wherever his family lives. You got to go find Chocolatito. You got to find 200 of these boxers. You got to reach out to them. You got to find. It's insanely hard and difficult to do. That's why no one wants to deal with it, because it's such a process.
But the boxing video games of yesteryear, and I remember playing EA Fight Night like so many others, they were successful enough to make this venture worth going through all that hassle?
Say in question again.
They
thought it was then, apparently. But
yes.
If you notice, some of those games, they would have 30 fighters, 35 fighters. We're going to have probably 200. Mm. I mean, this game is, I got brought on at the beginning of January to kind of help them bring on some fighters and figure out who actually represents who. And just in the last 2 months, we've probably signed 80 contracts.
How many fighters would you like to have by the time this launches?
We're kind of at that number right now, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. We're just going to, from now on, we're pretty much just adding elite-level talent that we mm-hmm. haven't signed or really popular guys.
So what's the ballpark number? How many fighters are likely to be involved in this?
There's two kind of ways to be in the game.
Okay.
You stick the game in, you hit play, boom. You got probably, I don't know what we're going to have, I'm making up a number right now, 75 boxers available. Now, if I want to fight with Michael Nunn, he's not going to be in the game. But I can find him as one of the downloadable characters. Boom, he can go in the game. I want Sergio Mora. I don't know why you would, but he's available. You just got to pay $5.99 and download him. So
okay, so just explain that. So the ways to play this game, one is going to be through traditional PS4, PS5, system?
Correct. PS4, PS5, Nintendo, Xbox, absolutely. PC.
Sega Genesis, you know.
Sega Genesis, we're not going to be on Sega Genesis, no.
Sega Genesis, that's unfortunate. And so you pop the thing in, and can you download characters via that?
Yes.
Okay.
That's all you have to do. For instance, if FIFA, if you have Argentina, and you're like, man, I want to play with Diego Maradona. He's available as a purchase, a downloadable character. Mm-hmm. So all in all, there'll probably be around 200, 220 fighters available to purchase or play with.
So what do we know about what this game is going to look like? It's going to look a lot like, you know, EA Fight Night in terms of gameplay.
Well, I mean, just think of anything 10 years ago. When's the last, what was the cell phone 10 years ago? Maybe iPhone.
Flip phone.
Still 10 years ago?
Wasn't that a flip phone 10 years ago? I don't know. Maybe okay. I had a flip phone.
Well, think of that. Something and think like of that.
BlackBerry for sure.
Yeah. That's 10 years, a decade ago, yeah. Right? Even if I didn't tell you anything about this game, I said this is the first boxing game they've done. It has been 10 years. How much better is it going to be? I mean, it's ridiculous. You can look at just some of the photos online, like of Arturo Gatti, and the world's strongest man is in the game because he's a boxer now. I mean, just the graphics are sick. I mean, it looks legitimate. I mean, if you put one of these pictures up on a billboard and you drove by, you'd think, oh, that's a photo of the guy. That's how good it's gotten. The gameplay's much better. Used to, on boxing games, you throw a punch, you come backwards. Well, this game, instead of coming straight back, you can rotate back. You can slip to the side. You can put one hand up and block your left side. I mean, it's just there's so many options. To be good at this game, like, you have got to play it all the time. This isn't one of those smash, smash, A, like you used to do. A, jab. That doesn't work anymore.
That's how I used to play Contra, actually. Just, you know, tap that button.
Did you know the code where you could never die?
Of course, yeah. You could die. I said 30 lives.
You just keep being reborn. Like Sergio's career.
Oh, up. First of all, I could say that code right now. Up, down, up, down. Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, select, start. Bam. That's your Contra code right there. You need a code like that.
You were very popular with women as a teenager.
No. Zero luck. What kind of response have you received? Like, whether it's social media or from fighters or from wherever, like, what kind of reception?
Well, you know, we had this show last week that we put it out on YouTube, and we purposely kept the game sort of a secret. I mean, they released some videos here, some videos there, but we wanted to make a splash and let people know the fighters we had, because, you know, that's the first thing guys are going to ask. Oh, cool graphics and everything, what fighters do you have? Mm-hmm. And if all you can say is you know, rando guy, give me a name.
Sergio Mora.
Well, yeah, we could bury him too. Who's someone else we can get in on the show that you wanted to really take a couple cracks at?
Who'd I want to whack around a little bit?
Now, which fighter hates you more than anybody?
Oh, I mean, that's a long list.
Triple G a fan of yours?
No,
right,
Triple
now?
G, we're in a good place.
Who else? Bernard Hopkins?
Well, let's use Bernard Hopkins for example, but Bernard and I are fine. Yeah, okay. Is Bernard in your game?
As of this moment, we have, I think, a verbal agreement. Okay. Here's the thing. When you're dealing with 200 contracts, we have right now out probably 70 contracts that haven't been returned to us.
Mm-hmm.
Just because
Devin Haney. Devin Haney's not a fan of me these days. Devin Haney's down on
Devin
me.
We're working on Devin Haney.
Okay, that's it. Yeah,
can you use names we've got in the damn? How about
you asked about fighters
Oscar,
that were
Oscar Valdez? Does
Oscar
he hate
Valdez.
You?
He, I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah, let me pull out some names we've
sure, Oscar Valdez.
Roy Jones Jr. a fan of yours?
Roy and I have had a back and forth. Andre Ward and I have had some back and forths. I mean, you go down the list. If you're writing and being critical sometimes of guys, they tend to want to slap you
Josh
around.
Josh Taylor, Regis Prograte. Regis Prograte probably hates you,
doesn't he? Regis Prograte and I are fine.
Chris Algieri, he doesn't hate anybody.
No, he didn't hate
Pauly Malignaggi.
Pauly and I are good.
Really?
Yeah.
Daniel Jacobs.
We were all critical of his last fight, but yeah, that's, you know.
Jorge Linares? Jorge Linares beat Devin Haney, yes or no?
Ooh, good fight. I don't know.
It's happening.
I know. But yes, I'm aware it's happening.
Did you break it, Chris?
Having covered the sport, yes. I did break it, actually.
Sergio said you got really mad. I won't bring up the incident that someone broke a story before you did. I won't say any names.
Because it wasn't accurate that the story was broken before I did.
But you told me you're not really the breaking news guy anymore. You're more of the...
No, it's more like I'm not as... The lines are blurry when you work for a network and are breaking news, when you have information that you're privy to because of your relationship with the network. So I try to steer clear of that for the most part when it comes to DAZN-related fights, because it's a little messy.
So what rumor have you heard about the next DAZN fight that we can break right now?
What next DAZN fight? Canelo Anthony Joshua.
Yeah. All right.
It's gonna fill. All right. So what else about this game? Can you create yourself in the game?
Yes. The character creator is going to be amazing.
Okay, so...
And if any fighter you want that you... There's a fighter that's not in the game that you want, you just make... You do your best to make him look like
that
guy.
I mean, like, what I plan to do whenever the game comes out is to buy the game and create myself. I'll be like 6'3", between light heavyweight and cruiserweight, somewhere in that range. Decent power.
What will your body look like?
It fluctuates. Probably fluctuates based on lunch and dinner.
More towards Butterbean or more towards Bernard Hopkins?
No, I'm Butterbean territory. But what I plan...
Hey, Butterbean in the game. Butterbean.
I'd love Butterbean. I've seen... my favorite Butterbean video is one from Jackass when he beats the guy across the store.
Gives him the one punch. He's like, get a good one in.
Drops him right there.
Just kills him.
But what I plan to do and what I'm sure people want to do is, you know, fight against their favorite fighters. Now, my plan will be to set it to two-player mode, and I will be on one side of the ring, and Sergio Mora will be on the other side of the ring, and I will just walk across the ring. He's in two-player mode. Nobody else playing that game. And just punch him repeatedly, like over and over and over again. Just punch him until I knock him out. I could do it in one-player mode because we know Sergio has no power and couldn't knock me out under any circumstances. But people can do that, right? They can create themselves and test themselves against the Sergio Moras or somebody a lot better of the world.
Well, Sergio, he keeps begging me to be one of the announcers in the game because I'm actually the announcer. Mm-hmm. Please, Todd, get me in. And I said, here's the only way I'll get you in, Sergio, is if I convince the gameplay guys over in Sheffield, if I convince Ash Habib, the owner of the company, to let it almost be like WWE, where if you want, you can go beat up the announcer. I mean, can you imagine all these fighters? Oh, my God, the fight stopped for a second. Oh, my God, Triple G's beating the shit out of Sergio
Mora. Doesn't that get a little too wrestling-y, though? I mean, do you want to maintain an aura of...
I just would only do that if Sergio Mora became it. No, but speaking of that, we haven't signed any of these YouTubers that want to be in this game. I get contacted every day by, hey, I have 6 million Instagram. I want to be a fighter in the game. They have been very diligent about making sure this is a boxing video game for boxing fans, at least to start out with.
What kind of rating, though, do you give these YouTubers? Like, if you're going to do real, actual ratings...
Yeah, that's exactly.
Jake Paul's had a nice little run here beating up the Nate Robinsons of the world, but,
You should hear some of these fighters. I won't say his name because you know it could change his mind. One of the greatest heavyweights of all time who's still alive said, sure, I'll be in the game. We came to an agreement. However, I want one thing added in the contract. I cannot lose. My character cannot lose a fight.
I mean, that feels like the premise to Mike Tyson Punch-Out from back
exactly.
in the day. Yes, which...
And we said, probably can't do that. Sorry, they left. We get kind of... You wouldn't believe all the stuff guys say they won't be in the game for unless we change.
Give me another example.
I want to have more power than this guy does. And we go, well, this guy has won 16 fights in a row by first round knockout. I won't say his name. Oh, well, I'm stronger than him. If he's stronger than me, then I don't want to be
in the game. Everybody knows the name of the guy that's won 16 fights in a row with first round knockouts. Edgar Berlanga. Yes.
So he's got you're going to have to give him pretty good power, aren't you?
Yes.
Now, as far as defense, all that stuff, you don't know what to put because he hasn't been past one round. But power, he's going to have plenty of it.
Well, are the ratings able to be changed? Like Edgar Berlanga, as you mentioned, 16-0, 16 knockouts, but has fought nobody. So, you know, that power number could dip if he starts fighting real fights.
Well, his experience will be very low.
Correct.
All the other tangibles will be probably low.
But, like, is...
But you got to give him something. He can't all suck.
But as... I guess the question is, like, if you download Edgar Berlanga on day X and, like, a year later, he's lost two fights or whatever, like, how...
100%. It's just like in NFL. If Ben Roethlisberger plays a terrible game, you notice the same thing. I mean, right now, if Anthony Joshua comes back and loses his next 6 fights, he's not going to be the best player on the game. We haven't signed Anthony Joshua. I'm just throwing out there as a... you think I'd use references that guys in the game, right? You think I could actually use the fighters that are in the game, for
do
example?
You have,
but
do
there's
you have,
so many fighters. We've got so many.
Do you have Peter Manfredo yet?
Is that the guy
that's,
you want?
No, that's the guy Sergio fought in the contender.
How about Vinny Pazienza? You want to beat somebody up with Vinny Pazienza?
Vinny Paz be a judge after one.
Chocolatito?
Chocolatito.
And here's it. If you were talking about building a character. If you build a character, you start him out on career mode. He's 0-0.
Right.
The Chris Mannix.
Right.
Well, Chris Mannix wins a couple of fights. He signs with a trainer. What trainer do you want?
Freddie Roach.
What about BOMAC?
BOMAC. Like BOMAC? Yes, BOMAC.
Love BOMAC. BOMAC, okay, you can be with BOMAC. Then you sign with a management company, you know. Do you want Keith Conley to run your career? Okay.
Well, yeah, I'd get rich and, you know, not have tough fights, so. That.
And be a good-looking guy. Yeah. And you win 10 fights, you can get this certain brand of gloves. You win 10 more fights, then you're starting fighting real contenders, mm-hmm. and it's the career mode is going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. But then at some point, you know, someone's going to crush you. Which fighter would that be in your career?
Wouldn't be Sergio Mora, because I intend to – however I can find a way to get into the ring with Sergio Mora digitally, I'm going to find a way to do it.
You versus Edgar Berlanga.
Oh, I'd lose spectacularly.
What if you get out of the first round?
I'd probably walk out of the ring. Just okay. say, it's like, that'd be like WWE. Like you made it through one round, like I'm done. I'm leaving the ring. So this, you're targeting when to have this release?
There will be an early release where the game is exclusively on PC, and that's going to probably be early summer, mm-hmm. and then the game launch will be later in 2021.
Mm. And people can download it on PC, then that's the
yes.
case? Okay.
Starts to, it's early release. It's about 80% done, so they work out all the kinks. They see what things aren't working. It's, you know, there's not a lot of people that play games on PC, so mm-hmm. you're just, it's kind of like a test mode.
How do you even play games on PC? Do you have a remote control
like
for that?
TXY? I don't know.
Is there like
Spacebar.
You just said don't tap the button over and over again. I'm going to be tapping the button. All right, so summer early release, then on the platforms, hopefully by the end of the year.
Yeah, and then we're still signing big name boxers. Mm-hmm. Some I can't say right now, but there's in the top five pound for pound, we've got at least two guys. Pretty much one's definitely locked in. Mm-hmm.
Now I've seen you go out there, you know, on the phone talking to people, trying to get guys signed. How challenging has it been to get these guys on board?
I now know why fights are so difficult and so hard to make happen. It's incredible because there'll be someone who will tell you right to your face, 100%, sign in it tomorrow morning. I'll email it to you, blah, blah, blah. Great, awesome. We're so thankful to be in the video. Blah, blah. You don't hear from the next day. They don't take your calls. Hmm. A week later, oh, well, that's because this manager told me this guy got this, and this lawyer told me that his guy sent, and it just goes on and on and on. And finally, what you have to do is almost like a, if you don't send me this by midnight tonight, we are withdrawing the offer, and we will not make you another offer until next year. Mm-hmm. I've done that with a couple people whose names I won't say, and at 11:59, you'll get the contract back.
Is the plan for a game like this, like, you know, most people are used to sports games being like Madden 2010, Madden 2011, NBA 2K, NBA 2K21. Is the plan to release new versions? Like, are they in this for the long term, this company?
This game, when we sign fighters to contracts, is basically saying we'll probably have another one in 4 years. Mm-hmm. This one's for 4 years. The good thing about the last boxing game sold 2.5 million copies over a decade ago. Mm-hmm. There hasn't been one since.
Is that, I mean, that seems like a good number. Is that a good number?
That's a great number. Okay. Fantastic number. And there's quadruple the gamers around. So when this
2.5 million copies, that just makes me wonder why EA gave up on it so quickly.
I just told you why.
I mean, it's hard, right? But
if Floyd Mayweather says, I'm not going to be in your game unless you give me $10 a unit. You go, okay, I'm giving him $10. And also Canelo Alvarez says, I'm not going to be in your game unless you give me $10 a unit. Next thing you know, on 2.5, yeah. That's $50 million you spent.
Yeah.
And then Lomachenko wants, eventually you're like, no, forget it. And then who's going to buy the boxing video game if you don't have any good boxers in it?
So explain then how fighters get signed now. Like, is it a different formula?
All royalty-based.
Royalties, okay.
All royalty-based. You go to Terrence Crawford or whomever, and you say, we'll give you 5 cents a unit. Mm-hmm. Every time you think, 5 cents, that's not a lot. Well, if you sell 5 million copies, right. That's $500,000.
Right.
Some guys are now DLC guys. You sign on a percentage deal. Hey, the number of times you are downloaded.
Explain what DLC is.
Alexander Usyk. I'm not sure if he's going to come with the game or be a DLC. I think he's a DLC.
Downloadable characters.
You're fighting the heavyweight division. You've got 40 heavyweights to choose from, but you want Butterbean or you want Usyk, who's not part of the game. And you go, okay, $5. Boom. You buy him. Every time you buy Usyk, he gets a percentage of that, a good percentage. So if he gets downloaded 200,000-300,000 times, which I imagine he will, he's going to make a lot of money.
Have you found guys are excited about this once they sign on? I mean, what's their interest after they agree to the deal?
Some of the legends that we've signed, who are, as you know, a lot of them are down on their luck. I've heard them crying on the phone, thanking me, bless your family, bless God sent you into my life to change my life. Mm-hmm. Man, it gets emotional sometimes. It hits you, and
there are a lot of fighters that have not done well with their money, and I'm sure they see this as an opportunity.
Yeah, a Central American star who's who's no longer with us, their family was, I thought they were showing up on my front door with like barbecue and a band, the whole thing. Because literally, they'll get tens of thousands of dollars, if not six figures, if not even more. And they just, you know, they haven't gotten any money in that family in years.
Right.
And it feels amazing.
Yeah. That should be cool.
And then there's other fighters who are like, get the F out of my face. I don't need you.
Are you anticipating, like, once it's released, to have more fighters come in and say, all right, well, maybe there's fighters that don't think this is a real thing. Maybe they think it's...
I'm thinking after the show that we just aired, I mean, my email gets... I went from getting 30 emails a day to, like, now I'm, like, 300 a day. Mm-hmm. And, of course, every fighter in the world wants to tell me why they should be in the game. But it costs a lot of money to scan these guys. I mean, these are 8K cameras. It's 147
How does
cameras.
That work? How does a fighter get in the game digitally?
Josh Taylor, for instance, goes. There's two. There's an American center in Los Angeles, and there's one right now in Sheffield, United Kingdom. They show up. They go in. They do shadow boxing. The cameras scan them. It's a whole detailed thing. It takes about, once it's done, 2 weeks to probably get the character tip top. I mean, look. Go to our website or any of our social media and look like the tattoos. Like Gabe Rosado. Wait till you see what his character's going to look like. Or Ricky Hatton, his tattoos, you zoom in on one and you're like, oh, this is a photograph of his back. Insane.
So will they, I mean, again, this is maybe more.
And back to will we have every major boxer? Yeah. I think we'll have, by the time the game launches, I think we'll have 95% of the guys that you'd want in the game.
One thing we like about wrestling games, not to compare the two, but there's a similarity in that.
You like wrestling games?
I do like wrestling games, but each wrestler obviously has a signature kind of finishing move. In boxing, it's not the same thing, but each boxer...
Are you a closet Todd Grisham wrestling fan? You've never asked me one single wrestling question, and now you're telling me how much you love wrestling?
I mean, like, I liked wrestling in the 90s.
Who didn't?
I mean, but like once the 2000s hit, I'm like, eh, yeah.
You like this story. We're in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. We finished... John Cena had just wrestled Edge, and it was a pay-per-view. I think it was tables, ladders, and chairs match. There you go. One of the best matches I've ever seen live. We had three brothers that own like six clubs across Toronto. I mean, a lot of things are happening in the back rooms of those places. A lot of fun if you partook in that. So we're it's usually all the younger guys that go out. The old wrestlers have been going out for 40 years. It's just another night for them. So we're there. It's all the young wrestlers. I'm there. My buddy Jonathan Coachman's there. We're having a great time. The DJ's pinning it. They would just have girls waiting there for the wrestlers. Like, it was like a fan party. It was amazing. So the music's going great. I'm like, man, this is so good. And all of a sudden, the music stops, and we like turn to look who the DJ is. It's Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And he gets his
Hacksaw.
The place went crazy. Just imagine big old Hacksaw running the show.
But that's when I liked wrestling, when, you know, it was Hacksaw Jim Duggan and Hogan and Ric Flair and
Ultimate Warrior
those days.
Guy was Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah, I was a big Macho Man guy.
Oh yeah, and the lovely Elizabeth and Hulk Hogan
flying
coming
elbow drop.
Together is the Mega Powers.
He got the voice down pretty good.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
But the idea, though, is that these guys all have finishing moves. Like, you know, you mentioned that guys are scanned. Like, will Ryan, using Ryan Garcia as a hypothetical, like the Ryan Garcia left hook. Like, is it get that nitty gritty where?
Oh, I can try and explain it over radio or whatever this is, audio, but it doesn't do it justice. Just go look at the clips online.
Radio, what are you, 100 years old?
When I got into the business, I wanted to be a radio DJ, like legit, like Wolfman Jack. I even changed my last name. I was Todd Andrews because I thought too many people would know get my last name and show up at my house. So I was Todd Andrews on Carrollton's Kiss 102.7, where we always give you a perfect mix of music from the 80s, 90s, and today. No hard rock, no rap, just more variety coming up. We've got some Britney Spears, Celine Dion, and Boyz II Men. Plus, we're taking your requests. It's the 837-5477. That's 834-KISS. Also, your East Alabama, West Georgia weather forecast coming up next on WCKS Carrollton's Kiss 102.7.
You remember when people called in requesting songs? Like, that was the thing for so long.
Oh, Robert, record him.
Yeah.
Hey, it's me, Beverly, and I'm having a rough time with Ricky, and I'd like you to please play please play I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston, because I always will, Ricky. All right, thanks. Let's play that one for you.
Nowadays, not so much. Not so much. Nowadays.
It's diss tracks. Could you? I hate this bitch. I want you to. I want you to play "Suck My Butt." You got it right here.
Right here on WXKS. Let's go. All right, the game is Esports Boxing Club. You can expect a PC version at some point in over the summertime, and a full release before the end of the year. It's been a decade since we've had a good boxing video game. I remember
This will be the greatest fight game ever created. That's how far I'm on this.
Setting the bar pretty high there, guy.
You know as well as I do, anything you post on Twitter, if you read 100 comments, how many of them are negative?
99. Yeah.
So if you think about video gamers, if you post a clip of a video game on YouTube and go, "What do you think?"
Yeah.
What are the comments going to say?
Usually bad.
Go look at the comments under our clips.
Okay. I mean, look, I am eager to try it. I remember back the last EA Sports game I played. I remember setting up a computer version of Klitschko versus Klitschko. And then, like, live tweeting it. And there were, like, people interested in the live tweeting
results.
Did it
have his mom in the background going, "No, I said not to fight each other"?
Is that a Ukrainian accent there? It's unclear if that was accurate.
Who wins that fight?
Vitaly.
I agree.
Better chin.
I think the brother would kind of...
Might pull his punches a little bit, to a degree. But Vitaly, tougher, better chin. In their primes, I think Vitaly. Bigger puncher was Vladimir, one of the biggest punchers in heavyweight history, I think. I mean, he had a big right hand. But Vitaly could take it, then he'd wear him down towards the end. That's just how I see it.
I used to think, this is how weird my mind is. I was like, how could you force these guys to fight? Like, how could you make them fight and have them do 100% effort?
Can't.
Yes, there's one way.
As much as you'd want to, like, I've fought my brother, but I've never, like, you know, given 100. Like, you just don't want to really hurt your brother in the ring. It's why Rafael Marquez and Juan Manuel Marquez, that never happened. I can't imagine the Charlos, even as crazy as they can sound sometimes, like them ever getting in the ring. So, no, that would never actually happen.
My childhood friends were Walt and Danny. They were twin brothers. The best fights I ever saw was Walt versus Danny.
Yeah, well, maybe some brothers have that kind of animosity towards each other.
And here's how I figured out you could have made them fight. Mm. You kidnapped the mom. Okay, you kidnap the mom, and you say, "I am whoever I am. I'm going to watch this fight, and if I think either one of you are going at less than 100%, the mother is killed."
That like the theme of Batman versus Superman? Like,
was it?
I think, like, you know, one of the mothers was kidnapped, and
that would work, right?
I guess.
And you say, and if you give both like 100%, no matter what happens, I'll release her. And I'll give you both $10 million.
Let's hope that doesn't actually happen.
I'm still considering it.
Let's hope we don't have that scenario.
You want Jamal versus Jamal?
Yeah,
I'll make it happen. Todd Grisham, Vice President of ESBC.
Can you get Sergio's backyard barbecue brawls?
Oh, those are pretty good, weren't they?
A special setting. Like, you know, it's like, again, it's like wrestling. Let's do it in Sergio's backyard to have Mora versus whomever in the backyard.
Yeah, why not?
I'd like to see that.
Whatever you want, we'll put it in there.
Make it happen.
Send a wish list.
Esports Boxing Club. Check it out later this year. First boxing video game in a decade. Todd Grisham swears it'll be the best boxing video game.
No.
Best combat.
Fight. Combat. It'll be better than anything you've ever seen.
All right, well.
Grisham guarantee.
We will reconvene this time next year and see if you've lived up.
And stay tuned to the social media page. We've got a new show coming out soon where we announce a new influx of more fighters we've signed, and there are some elite level
what
names.
Are the social media pages?
ESBC game. You can always check mine. I'm on Instagram, Todd Grisham.
Yeah, YouTube you post page. Like, you post like weird shit on Instagram. What? Like, you're just like, it's a lot of
or my children. That bothersome to you, Chris? A father loving his daughters. It's called love. Do you have any of it in your life?
It's unnecessary. It's totally unnecessary, Todd. I got to tell you. Let's keep it civil. All right, let's keep it civil, these pages. Say it again. Say the social media handles again.
ESBC game. And also anywhere on YouTube, go just type in ESBC and you'll find us. And we got new cool stuff coming out every day.
All right, check out the video on YouTube. Check it out on social. And if you like it, buy it before the end of the year. Todd, looking forward to it, man.
Thanks, brother.
When we come back, my conversation with Carl Frampton.
All right, joining me now is Carl Frampton, 130-pound title challenger. He will face Jamel Herring on April 3rd in Dubai. That fight can be seen in the U.S. on ESPN+. Carl, before I get into your fight, I was reading something you said recently about, you know, just how much money fighters have taken out of their purses when it comes to trainers and managers, that like the number you see on paper, whether it's on Twitter or wherever, it doesn't always reflect what the fighters get. I mean, you guys have to sacrifice a lot, you know, out of these paychecks, don't you?
Yeah, but I think that if you've got a team behind you who are deserving of that, then that's okay. They deserve it. I think that what happens in the split is, you know, a lot of times you get managers taking too much money for not doing a lot of work, trainers not taking enough money as well sometimes, or sometimes vice versa. But I think that if your manager and your trainer are deserving of it, then they should be paid that.
What advice would you give to a young fighter just getting into the game about how to handle his business? You've been in the game for a long time now. You've obviously learned a lot of things. What advice would you give a young fighter?
Well, the main piece of advice I would give a young fighter would be to always have a lawyer look at every single contract that you get given. And don't just trust anybody in this game. Always have someone look at contracts, a lawyer, someone who knows what they're looking at. Preferably a lawyer rather than someone in your own family who thinks they know what they're doing. But I'd say, yeah, always have a good legal team with you. And that's from the very, very start.
Sounds like you speak maybe from experience. Did you have like an uncle look over your contracts back in the day?
No, I didn't. I just didn't really have anyone look over my contracts. I just, you know, done things on trust. And that's just the way it was.
Would you,
I'm a young kid, so, you know, I obviously, the advice I would give now is completely different. And I think learning from things in the past, if I was to advise a young kid coming through, I would always say to have a good legal team behind you.
So your fight with Jamel Herring, it feels like you and I have talked about, you know, this fight a couple of times already. There's been so many stops and starts to this fight ultimately happening. Was there any point, Carl, that you wondered if this fight would happen?
No, I was asked this question today. No, I was always confident that the fight would happen because I have full confidence in my team at MTK and obviously top rank as well. Me and Jamel both being top ranked fighters. I think it was a bit of a power move as well by MTK signing Jamel Herring. And it just filled me with more confidence that the fight actually was going to take place. So although it's been a long time coming, I don't think I was ever worried that the fight wasn't going to happen. I was always confident that we'd get there eventually.
You know, you last fought back in August against Darren Trainor. You picked up a knockout in that fight. How do you feel physically going into this fight with the time off that you've had?
I feel unbelievable. And I feel like the time off has probably suited me more so than Jamel. So, you know, there's been a lot of delays in this fight. He's been close to the weight and he's been holding the weight for a long time. And, you know, I know that he says he makes the weight easy, but it's just physically, it's not possible for the sheer size of him to make the weight easy. So I think that the delays have probably helped me. And I'm just feeling good. I'm feeling exactly where I need to be. I've finished off camp pretty much now. I've got one hard session coming up tomorrow. But I'm like chomping at the bit just to get going now. And that's the way you want to be feeling going into a fight week.
Any issues for you in this camp? And I asked because I failed to ask Virgil Ortiz the same question 2 weeks ago. It turned out he had COVID like a month before. So, you know, these camps nowadays, they can be crazy.
No, I'm okay. I've been out here getting used to my surroundings in Dubai, used to the heat. I had a little bit of a twinge in my hand about maybe 6 weeks ago, something like that, but it was nothing serious. A little bit of rest sorted that out. And I finished off sparring. My weight's good. The camps went as well as it kind of went.
How do you feel about this fight taking place in Dubai?
I like the idea of fighting out here in Dubai. I thought that, well, I know that it's a better location than it would have been in the BT studio, for example, in London with a completely dead, empty crowd. I think there's some VIP guests allowed to attend this fight. So there will be a small, tiny bit of atmosphere, which is better than nothing. But the fact that I'm doing it here and a place like this, and we've been treated like kings out here, like We've been really looked after. I much prefer this than the original plan of London.
How tough has it been to participate in a fight and also watch the fights that take place in the UK? I mean, I give UK fighters a ton of credit. There have been some really good fights overseas between top-level guys, but it's just also been weird, despite the best efforts of Frank Warren and Eddie Hearn to create an atmosphere. It's been tough to see, you know, high-level fights fought in front of nobody.
Yeah, it's been hard. And I think that although my last fight wasn't a high-level fight, the level of opposition wasn't brilliant. I'm glad I've experienced what it's like fighting in a, well, no crowd, really. So I know what that's like now. I've soaked that up. I understand what it's going to be like. So it's not going to be a new feeling to me here. There will be a few people in Dubai, a few VIP guests. I'm hoping they make a little bit of noise so it's not completely dead. But to be honest, it was hard fighting in a completely dead arena. It just wasn't nice and something that I wasn't used to.
You Carl Frampton fans maybe sneaking in to the crowd on April 3rd. Jamel Herring, talented guy, tall fighter, had a lot of success. What's the key to beating a guy like that?
I think there's different ways that this guy can be beat. We've seen him lose to Shafakov, who really just got on him from start to finish. And that's not the type of fighter I am, though. So me and him have completely different styles. But people look at my dimensions and they think that I'm just going to have to, you know, put my head in Jamel Herring's chest to win this fight. But, you know, that'll happen at some point in the fight. I think there'll be points of the fight where I can frustrate Jamel Herring and outbox him and outjab him as well, which may sound surprising to some people, but I feel like when I get my feet going, when my distance control is where it should be, and when my hands are firing as fast as I know they can, then I can outjab this guy as well. And I always feel like, I always think from the other guy's perspective, like how frustrating would it be to 5'10" Jamel Herring to be getting hit by jabs of 5'5" Carl Frampton? And it's got to be very, very frustrating.
You know, you're in a position where, you know, you could fight for multiple titles this year, even, and certainly over the next 18 months. Of course, not looking past anything, but is it your goal as you enter kind of the final stages of your pro boxing career? Is it to unify at 130? Do you want to accomplish something at an even higher weight? What are the goals for you in the last few years of your career?
Well, this is my limit in terms of going up the weights. I you know, super featherweight is very, very comfortable for me to make. I'm too small for a lightweight. Some may say I'm too small for a super featherweight. I don't believe I am. But to have the chance to potentially unify a second division, which is a realistic option after I beat Jamel Herring. That sounds nice. You know, the unifying a second division would be amazing. But look, it's one fight at a time. Jamel Herring's the only guy I'm thinking about right now. A difficult fight, but I believe I'm going to win it.
What's the difference between you at 126 and you at 130? I mean, whether it's how you feel physically or how you think you're going to perform.
I think physically and mentally, I'm in a better place. I'm eating a lot. I'm hanging around. I kind of, for the last sort of week or so, I've been hanging around about 8 pounds over the weight, which for me is very, very good. I haven't been trying to lose any more weight. I've been eating well. And in fight week, obviously, we need to bring the weight down a little bit. But I just physically and mentally, I'm right where I need to be. I'm happy about how camps went. I'm happy about my preparation. I'm happy about the team I have behind me. And physically, I'm in the best shape possible. I've done two PBs in the weights room. I've done a PB on a deadlift and a PB on a floor press. So physically, I'm where I need to be. I'm strong. Mentally, I'm definitely where I need to be as well.
You talked about your team. What is it about this team that you feel is most effective for you at this stage of your career?
I love these people. They're friends of mine, and we've been friends now for a number of years, and we'll be lifelong friends long after boxing is over. And they've got my best interests at heart. And I've done well with my team to this point, and I've been involved in some big fights. Windsor Park, for example, I've beaten Anito Denner. I had a loss to Josh Warrington, which was very disappointing, but I want to win a big fight and a proper world title with my new team. with MTK and with Jimmy and Travis Nagelson. And I think I'm going to do it.
A big opportunity April 3rd to fight. Everybody here, I'm sure, is looking forward to. Carl, good luck against Jamel Herring. Looking forward to watching the fight, man. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
All right, that's it for this week's episode. My thanks to my guests. As always, subscribe to the podcast over at Apple Podcasts. Rate, review. You know I appreciate it. And I'll see you next week.